It's February 14th, 1942. The Japanese Air Force has attacked Darwin in the now infamous bombing of Darwin. In response, an apprehensive Melbourne issues a brownout, the dimming of all artificial lights to deter potential Japanese bombers. Despite these efforts, at approximately 2 a.m., March 3rd, 1942, Ivy McLeoder, a Melbourne citizen, is killed. She, unexpectedly, isn't the victim to one of the 252 Japanese aircraft dispatched against Darwin 12 days prior. Ivy McLeoder is the first victim of the Brownout Strangler, a supposed Australian ally, an American soldier. Viewers might find some content distressing. If you're easily disturbed by recounts of assault or sexual harassment, reevaluate listening to our podcast. You have been warned. Thank you. Hello, and welcome to the Official Crime Podcast. I'm your host, William Chapman, and today I'll be discussing Edward Joseph Leonsky, known as the Brown House Strangler. Edward Joseph Leonsky, known as Eddie Leonsky, was born to John Leonsky and Amelia Niharkovitz on December 12, 1917, Keville, New Jersey. Leonsky was the sixth child of John and his wife Amelia. At the age of seven, John, Leonsky's father, would abandon his family. Shortly after, Amelia, Leonsky's mother, would be diagnosed with manic depression and schizophrenia. In February of 1941, Leonsky would be drafted into the American military and would be stationed with the 52nd Signal Battalion in San Antonio, Texas. While stationed in San Antonio, Leonsky would reportedly indulge in alcoholic behavior, binging on whiskey laced with hot peppers, among other things. Leonsky was a dangerous alcoholic, and while drunk, he would reportedly adopt an abnormal, aggressive personality. During Leonsky's trial, his drunken personality would be ascribed to multiple personality disorder. In the trial, Leonsky claimed Buddy, an alter ego, had committed the murders in Melbourne. U.S. Private Mitchell Cappy presented evidence suggesting Leonsky could have had an alter ego, although unsubstantiated, the potential of Buddy's existence died with Leonsky. It's in San Antonio Leonsky's drunken violence would escalate. Reportedly, while drunk, Leonsky assaulted a woman, choking her, although he received no formal punishment for this act. Leonsky's actions in San Antonio reflect a statement from Ian W. Shaw, the author of Murder at Dusk, a biography on Leonsky. Shaw states that Leonsky's two focuses were getting drunk and showing off, and assaulting and eventually murdering women. With Leonsky's actions in San Antonio and his soon departure to Melbourne, it seems Ian Shaw's statement of Leonsky has begun to come to fruition. Leonsky would arrive in Melbourne, March 1941, where he would stay at a military base in Camp Pearl, now known as Royal Park. In Melbourne, Leonsky would commit his first crime as the Brownout Strangler. In Melbourne, Leonsky's tendency to consume alcohol and assault women would continue. An intoxicated Leonsky attempted to rape a woman after entering her St. Kilda flat. Once again, Leonsky received no formal punishment for these actions. On the 3rd of March at 2 a.m., Leonsky would kill 40-year-old Miss Ivy McLeod. Leonsky would encounter Miss McLeod waiting for her tram in Victory Avenue. Her body would be found in the doorway in between a dry cleaning store and a hairdressing salon, partially naked, strangled, and badly beaten. Witnesses had reported having seen Miss McLeod with the company of a U.S. soldier the previous night. In a police statement, Leonsky would describe choking Miss McLeod. "I grabbed her neck, I changed the positions of my hands so that my thumbs were at her throat, and I choked her," he stated. Assisted by low visibility due to Melbourne's brownouts, Leonsky would later commit two more murders, killing 31-year-old Miss Pauline Thompson on the 9th and 40-year-old Miss Gladly Hoskins on the 18th. All three women were throttled, all three were older than Leonsky, and despite having their clothes ripped off, none were sexually assaulted. It's believed Leonsky had specifically choked the woman due to his fascination with women's voices. In a police statement, Leonsky alluded to this. Leonsky stated, "She had a lovely voice. I wanted that voice," about one of his victims. Leonsky's acts would categorize him as serial killer, loosely defined by having committed multiple homicides over an adequate period of time. According to the Institute of Criminology, serial murder accounts for 1% of Australian homicide. Authorities, with the assistance of a soldier that Leonsky had confided in, would arrest Leonsky on the 22nd of May and charged him with three counts of murder. The logistics of Leonsky's trial would be a point of political contention throughout Australia. After Leonsky's arrest, the Australian government made the unprecedented decision to allow Leonsky to be tried by American authorities under martial law. After Leonsky's sentencing, this would be the only instance in Australian history that an individual would be hung in Australia by a foreign court. In the trial, Leonsky would appear before a general court-martial of three other American personnel in Victoria. Leonsky faced charges of having violated the American Article of War, Section 92, murder and rape, with three specifications of murder. When reports of the Brownout Strangler being an American soldier surfaced, the Melbourne public's already arisen anti-US sentiments were further perpetuated. This was fueled by the public's fear of the Brownout Strangler amongst the American soldiers. Ian W. Shaw explained, "There were a lot of women in Melbourne who suddenly thought, I work in the city, I see American soldiers literally every day of my life." Following Leonsky's arrest, journalists seemingly reported objectively. Newspaper outlets such as The Age and The Mirror followed the Leonsky case, providing non-sensational accounts of Leonsky's trial and criminal activity. Psychologists and psychiatrists alike were interested in Leonsky's motives behind the murders. On September 19, 1942, The Mirror would publish the newspaper article, "Low Type Trick on Killer's Mother," discussing the journalist who had misled Leonsky's family to believe he had been cited for bravery. Under this pretense, Leonsky's sister would provide the journalist with information supporting psychologists and psychiatrists' theories behind Leonsky's motives, symbolic matricide. Psychologists and psychiatrists given information of Leonsky's youth had theorized Leonsky's fixation on his mother had developed into an act of symbolic matricide. Without being aware of it, he wanted to kill his mother. With his mother 10,000 miles away from Melbourne, Leonsky turned to substitute, stated a psychologist in The Mirror. Aside from Ian W. Shaw's Murder at Dusk, published in June of 2018, Leonsky has appeared in a number of other recent media. Leonsky's film debut was in the 1986 film Death of a Soldier, a fictional film based on Leonsky's life. Since then, the 2015 show Inside the Mind of a Serial Killer has based their debut episode on Leonsky. Thank you for listening to the Official Crime Podcast. I've been your host, William Chapman. If you're interested in supporting the podcast, use code CHAPPADOODLE on the Epic Store. Thank you.